AMPD, Artificial Military Prosthetics Division. Written by Thomas Hrynek. Narrated by Scott R. Pollock. Prelude. War is a deep and dark place. Men and women put their lives in harm's way to fight for the greater good. Soldiers give their lives for others. The survivors have gratitude for those soldiers who sacrifice body and mind to protect those in need of protection. This story brings into light the question of how humanity could change if we looked at disability and immortality in a new way. This is where AMPD found its life, and the world started down a new path of good and evil, and life and limb. Chapter 1. A bright sun glares through the dust and debris that flies everywhere. A soldier lies on his back trying to get up. He tries to find some type of shelter. Bomb blasts hit in several spots near him. He is confused and disoriented. He starts to crawl in a direction that feels positive. His hope right now is all he has.
"Keep moving!"
a voice screams. He can't see clearly, and suddenly a loud whistle comes close. A massive blast hits a few feet away and sends him in the air before he crashes into the ground violently. His right side feels numb. His left arm keeps pulling on the ground as his consciousness ebbs. He slides his body into a ditch. He doesn't realize it is next to the road where his convoy sits. The convoy is being beaten with artillery and mortar shells. Suddenly, he drifts into a blackout and is unconscious. He starts to come to at the sound of helicopters and voices. Dust blows, and he can barely keep his eyes open. Then a board slides under him. Gunshots and explosions continue as he slips in and out of his foggy state.
"Strap the right arm tight. I don't want him to lose it."
"Yes, sir."
"Contact Dr. Peck and tell him General Sager sent you this soldier. He fits the profile. The doctor will take him from there."
"Yes, sir."
The soldier slips into darkness. Two helicopters sit as he is placed on the second chopper. He is separate from the other wounded. In minutes, he is whisked away from the battle area. General Sager stands behind an assault vehicle watching the helicopter disappear into the distance. He is a fit man in his 50s with the typical military-grade black shades and rough stubble. With a gruff voice, he barks orders at soldiers to round up and evacuate the area. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees an enemy soldier cresting the hill to his right. He pulls his pistol and quick draws to shoot him in the head at 40 feet. The assailant falls forward and rolls down the hill to a dead stop. Sager quickly jumps into the assault vehicle, and they storm off. Meanwhile, in the helicopter, a medic attends to the wounded soldier. At 6 feet tall and 225 pounds, he has a solid frame with ginger hair and a trim beard. He is of English and German background. The soldier starts to come to as the medic bandages his side and cleans the right arm, which is mangled and bloody. Small fragments of shrapnel stick out of the skin. Blood smears and drips to the metal floor.
"Where am I?"
"In the medevac helicopter. We're getting you back to base. Dr. Peck can help you."
"I'm Dell. Just keep talking to me."
"Can you feel your arm?"
"No. My whole right side feels like it isn't there. I feel pins and needles, but nothing for the most part. I don't know Dr. Peck, and I know most people on base."
"We're not going to the mission base. We're going to a separate facility where Doc can work without distractions or questions."
Concern fills the soldier's face, and he isn't sure he wants to go.
"Get me up. I want to sit up. I want to see what is happening."
"You need to stay still. The right side of your body is severely injured and damaged. You may go into shock."
"What is your name? You can trust me." "Chase. Chase Campbell. Am I going to survive?"
Dell looks at him with a smirk.
"Something tells me you're going to do more than that. By the way, my friends call me Surge."
"Why?"
"Because they thought Doc was too Seven Dwarfs. Plus, my gadgets are a little more surgical."
He pulls...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?